Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 83 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today's episode, I will be speaking about proactive strategies to manage challenging behaviors in children with autism. All behavior is communication. All behavior is communicating something. It is something we all do. Our autistic children communicate with us through their behaviors. Because, one, they might not have the skills needed to do a task. Two, maybe they might have no way to communicate with us, which can lead to a lot of anxiety and frustration. Maybe they want a break. Maybe they are hungry. Maybe they didn't sleep last night. So there can be variety of reasons why our children are engaging in challenging behaviors. It may also be your child has no way to communicate with you. So they are communicating with us all the time with their behaviors. Behaviors don't happen in vacuum. There is always a reason for a behavior. There are triggers for behaviors in a child. We have to find out the reason behind the occurrence of a particular behavior in our child so we can teach them a replacement behavior so they can get the same result. There are four functions of behavior. The acronym is called SEAT, S-E-A-T, where S stands for sensory, E for escape, A for attention, and T is tangibles. For example, your child is doing their morning work and suddenly they start throwing things. In this situation, the child wants a break. So we have to teach them an appropriate way to ask for a break. You can make a break card and then teach them how to use it appropriately to ask for a break instead of throwing things. Second example, your child wants your attention but doesn't know how to ask for it. They might whine, they might hit you to get your attention. In this case, we have to teach them ways to get your attention by tapping your shoulder so they can get your attention appropriately. Attention is a very powerful tool for all children, regardless whether they are typical or neurodivergent. Children don't care whether it's positive attention or negative attention. All attention is reinforcing for our children. Many children on the spectrum are non-verbal. They might not have a way to get their wants and needs met. They have no way to communicate with us. So we need to set up a communication system for them which helps in reducing their anxiety and frustration and in turn reduces the challenging behavior. It is important to look into some proactive strategies to prevent challenging behaviors from happening. First, offer them choices. Our autistic children are always told what to do. They have very little or no control in their daily lives. So it is important to give them choices so they feel empowered. You can offer them a choice which you can honor. Example, you want to eat now or you want to eat later. You want to wear pink shirt or blue shirt. You want to write with a pen or you want to write with a pencil. Offer your child a choice board which will help them in reducing challenging behaviors and put on the things they are interested in on that choice board, so accordingly they can make a choice. Number two, sometimes a task might be too challenging for your child, as they might not have the skills needed to complete that task. In this case, we have to teach them the missing skills to complete a task. Number three, set up a communication system for your child. It can be sign language, it can be PECS, it can be high-tech AAC devices. So they always have a way to communicate with us, thereby reducing their anxiety and frustration and in turn challenging behavior. Number four, use visuals. Visual processing is a strength for our children with autism. Visuals help our children to know what is expected from them. Text is also a visual. Number five, social stories. Using social stories is a great strategy to teach our children appropriate behaviors. Number six, teach your child to ask for breaks instead of engaging in challenging behaviors. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have not listened to my previous episodes, I would urge you to pause, go back and listen to the episodes starting from beginning, because I've covered a range of topics which I'm sure will be very helpful for you. If you find this podcast helpful, then share it and give me a review and a rating on Spotify, Google or Apple Podcast. This will help my podcast to reach more autism parents. So I will see you next time on Autism Family Story Podcast. Thank you for listening. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called AutismFamilyStory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.